Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 706. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht. Forgot the word host. What was it? Recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse with my trusty sidekick agent, Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat. I had to check, but he's right behind me. He's got 7 minutes, less than 7 minutes now, before his automatic feeder goes off, so he's going to be vocal, perhaps, in the next few minutes. And then you get to hear maybe the ting-ting-ting-ting-ting of the food hitting the pan, the automatic feeder, and him bolting down. He runs fast to get that food. I'm surprised he's up here right now. But that'll be entertaining. It's, less than 6 minutes now. He will be taking off here shortly. I'm not going to do a countdown, I swear. Yeah, great times we're living in. It's, of course, you know, today as I'm recording this, the U.S. is doing large-scale assaults in Iran. I almost said Iraq, but you know, hey, you know, that's give it a day. We'll probably attack them too, as it would appear that a lot of the Middle East is now at war. But who knows? You know, Trump could declare in 2 days victory, as he, you know, maybe he'll fly a plane onto an aircraft carrier with the mission accomplished banner finally, and fuck, man. Yeah, it fucking sucks. It, you know, it appeared for a minute there that, you know, it was what, less than a year ago that Trump had bombed the nuclear facilities in Iran and, you know, basically declared mission accomplished. But hey, there was, I guess, you know, there's been a lot of heat from the Epstein files. So he had to. And the Venezuela thing didn't distract enough from that, as more of that's coming out, even though now the FBI is actively deleting the files. You know, I had heard reports that Iran had some of the dirt from the Epstein stuff, and they were threatening to release it because, you know, I mean, we've amassed like a good chunk of our Navy around Iran preparing for this. And aircraft carriers and whatnot. And so, you know, we're telegraphing this for some time now that we were going to assault Iran. And yeah, here we go. But so far, I haven't heard of any major leaks to the press about Epstein, of Trump and Epstein, other than the DOJ deleting the files, or the FBI, whoever, deleting those files involving Trump and the 13-year-old. Which had been in there forever. I don't know how why they thought what they thought was going to be the point of deleting it after everyone already knew. And this information was already out there when he ran for president the first time. although I don't know that it was quite as descriptive as saying that the girl at the time, and she's a woman now, but had said that after blowing him, or she bit him while blowing him, and then I guess he hit her. In the allegedly, what have you? I don't remember if that was in the story initially, but yeah, you know, mainstream media never really picked up on that for some reason. But you know, I'd heard that Iran had you know, some dirt with the Epstein stuff, and they were threatening to get out. But it had, you know, I'm gonna jump out on a limb here and guess that Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal that leads Israel there, probably has a lot more dirt via the Epstein situation. Considering Epstein was in thick as thieves with the Israeli government and possibly involved. I mean, it definitely seems that he was involved with Israeli intelligence in one way or another. And I'm sure they've got all kinds of dirt on American politicians in general, but especially Trump. And they want war with Iran. So is that the number one reason why we're attacking them? I don't know. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we're it's just fucking sucks. stock up on gas. I imagine gas prices are about to go through the roof as Iran has the ability to, you know, set a lot of oil fields on fire and really drive up the cost of gas. It's going to get crazy. I mean, they've retaliated strikes on American air bases in the Middle East. I mean, they're attacking in Kuwait, UAE, Qatar. There's probably a few other places. Israel, of course. But, you know, they attack. There's constantly fighting between Iran and Israel. but, yeah, it fucking sucks. And, what can you say when you have a dictatorship? You can just attack whoever, whenever you want. It's there's no, you don't need to worry about having people sign off on us like a joke of a Congress. on the brighter news, I guess, I'm making some progress on drawing on my walls as the feeder's about to go off. I don't have a time. Maybe I should pull up my watch so I can get the seconds down. So I can get quiet just to hear the, oh yeah, 9 seconds out. Oh, 8. Here we go. Get real quiet. Some audio going in the back. I don't know if you can hear that. I think it slightly picked it up on the mic. I love hearing them run. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, I might be thrown off if I heard another three-legged cat, but like it's so distinct hearing his hop, his run/hop, because he's missing that leg, you know. And I know his cadence by sound, and it's just if it was, you know, it sounds so different when you hear a four-legged cat run as opposed to a three-legged one. There's a, I don't know, like off tempo, like off. It's great. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, the walls. I've got almost all of the pattern drawn on the walls. The corners are a bit rough. They're a bit off. And one in the corner, I really did a number on it. And I've drawn so many lines. And I'm going to have to do a nice thick coat of primer to cover over those lines. but I'm thinking, if when I do get the paint on there, I think it looks a little too off. What I can still do is do like a black border around the edges to kind of hide it in the corner. So the pattern, you know, just, so it's to kind of hide it a little bit and to fix it up. And it's very possible I could do that. I'd rather not have to do that. I think it would look better if I didn't have the border and I was just able to kind of like repeat the pattern. But again, I'm afraid it's going to look a little off in those corners. But that being said, I just need maybe one more night of drawing on it. Perhaps two to finish drawing on the pattern. Then it's going to get real serious now. You know, I'm going to put painter's tape up. And attempt to paint it on there, and that's gonna take some time. Well, actually, what's gonna take probably the most time is like taping over everything, because that is, there is, like looking at it, it's like, wow, there's a lot of I didn't count them, but like there's a lot of hexagrams I gotta like tape over to paint the stuff. Man, it's gonna be a minute. I'm hoping it won't be as bad as me drawing on the walls, you know, because I feel like I've got the lines fairly straight and where I want them at this point. Again, I haven't finished drawing it completely. but I'm pretty confident, you know, in what I got. Again, the corners look a little off. I'm thinking you may not notice it though. Like once the paint's up there, I don't think it's off enough. Perhaps the corners are gonna look weird anyway. But again, all else fails, I think I can do like a pinstripe of black all the way around, like a little border, and to kind of hide that. And then of course I'll have to make a real straight lines on everything to make a real nice border. It'll kind of suck, but it is one way to get to fix it, I think. But then I'll have to do border on all three parts of the wall. But I feel like I'm going to try it again without the border at first. And I've had some nights where I got pretty frustrated, but I've been good about like capping it right about that 2 hours. I think last night I spent a little more than 2 hours, maybe 3 hours doing it. Shit. I might have to stop here soon to go have lunch. As my buddy John, as he is messaging me now, we're supposed to go have lunch at Ernesto's. But as he finding out where he's at the moment. As he's possibly messaging me back. He might just walk. I was expecting him to just walk in the door. Like I was recording. I went ahead and left the door unlocked. So I was about to find out here. Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess I'm about to leave. I'm going to go ahead and pause now. So I'm going to have to remember that I was talking about walls. And I'll be back. As it'll be a... Seemed like I was never gone when I did this. Check, check. Oh, I'm back. All right. It's like no time passed, but yet it's been like a couple hours since I ducked out. I went to Mexican, had a margarita. Ernesto's, the Mexican restaurant, who's got a pretty big following on TikTok, by the way. Just fun stuff. As before I got on, I made sure to brighten my day by watching more shit about the strike in Iran. As I might be leaving again here shortly. As we ran into our boss out at Ernesto's, and she wants us to come out there. But I was planning on possibly doing something with the Muffin Man later. I'm waiting to hear back on from that fella. As he did not reply to my text, so I guess after I get done dicking around here, I'm gonna have to get on the horn and make a phone call. But I guess John is over to our boss's house. but yeah, I don't know what's how long I'll be back on here for the moment. I believe the last thing I was talking about was painting the walls, or drawing on it rather, because I have not painted any of the shining hexagram pattern yet from the Overlook Hotel. Quite be happy to be close to at least finishing the drawing part. As I'm optimistic at times about it. There's nights where I'm like, oh fuck, I fucked this all up. At the end of the day, at least I can always just paint over it if it doesn't turn out well. But that requires more painting, which sucks. Like, holy fuck, maybe I could do an easier pattern. Maybe just like black, red, and orange stripes or something. I don't know. But stripes probably wouldn't look good. I don't think stripes are the way to go. You know, I'm a big fan of the polka dot pattern. But I don't think that would look good either. I don't know. Maybe if I did... I don't even know how I'd roll about that. But, you know, just do circles. Just draw a whole bunch of circles on the wall. And then do some like red, some orange, maybe some black. What I do, or maybe what I do, white polka dots? No. That would look terrible. I don't know what always has fascinated me about the polka dot pattern, but yeah, I think that the stuff's gonna look good with the walls. Not, you know, I don't know. It's, I guess I've just been trying to keep myself busy to keep myself from stressing out too much about current affairs and the price of everything going through the fucking roof. They're gonna start taxing our air at this point. Charge us for oxygen. Like, you're breathing. You should pay more for that. You know, before when I was recording and I was all amped up on caffeine, the caffeine has worn down. And, like, I feel like I had things to talk about then, when I was still in the caffeine rush of it all. But now as I'm fading out, the caffeine, and then I had a nice little buzz going from the margarita. The buzz is worn off, and now I'm just like, I'm tanking. I'm kind of blanking. I know there was more. I mean, I know I've been going down the Nirvana rabbit hole since, you know, was it last week or the week before when I really started talking about that whole nonsense? Maybe 2 weeks, for the last 2 weeks. oh yeah, I guess last week was the big one. I was talking about Prince Andrew getting arrested. That seems like so long ago now, you know? Shit, so much shit happens every day. Fucked up shit. That's like, oh yeah, that was only a week ago. Like, holy shit. This was the week before that, when I was confused as to what day, when I didn't realize it was Friday the 13th. We are coming up on, man, I am getting so many, on a side note, I'm getting so many, I just got a spam text from just like, hey, you want another HELOC? You want another home equity loan? I've been getting that. And since I had a quote on my windows, I've been having every fucking company under the sun like, home remodeling, here you go, let's do this. You want to create some more debt? Let's fucking do this. They're all coming out of the woodwork trying to find me. I don't answer my phone, especially if they don't leave a message, I'm definitely not replying back. But yeah, I never answer my phone. Unless it's someone, when it shows that it's someone I know. And yeah, then I'll answer it. If it just shows up, whatever number, I'm gonna assume it's some kind of solicitation, and not answer it. But anyway, Nirvana. Yeah, I think I did bring it up a little bit last week because Courtney Love, almost said Courtney Cox, because Scream 7's out. See, the caffeine's worn off. I'm not as sharp. Courtney Love, I mentioned it last week, I want to say, where it brought up that she thinks Cobain was killed now, you know, and she's claiming CIA and MKUltra were involved. As she has claimed in the past that her father was involved in MKUltra and that gave her acid as like a 4-year-old. Not sure why you would experiment in your own children with that. That seems like you'd, you know, not want to do that. I mean, that could explain why Courtney Love's so fucked up. Her dad gave her acid when she was 4. The dots connect there. I would take it with a grain of salt, though, that MKUltra was involved in killing Kurt Cobain. Not really buying that. Anyway. But yeah, I've been going back and listening to old Nirvana, not just, you know, listening to the conspiracies about his death, which, I mean, he was fucking murdered, let's be real. And would appear that his friends were involved in it. Yeah, it's maybe it doesn't seem that the Seattle Police Department has any interest in wanting to reopen that investigation, which there really wasn't much of one to begin with. But there's a lot of heat going on right now. All the people involved that were around, I mean, he was killed like, what, 30-ish years ago? 32 years ago, I guess? I was 94, so yeah. coming in April, it will be 32 years. Yeah, I'm getting called loser as John is he's getting impatient. As you know, I said, you know, I'd be down for doing stuff. I don't want to just like renege on saying we're gonna go out, go hang out with go out. We're not going on dates here. I don't do dates with anybody. You know, if I like, hey, let's go hang out doing this, whatever. I definitely don't feel like drinking anymore. That one margarita is enough. I can't drink much alcohol anymore these days. As I guess I might have to get off here shortly and just do some phone calls. Text messages, you know, just don't fucking do it. Anyway, what I was going to get to with Nirvana. What I was going to get to is that, yeah, I went back through the catalog. And I was big into Nirvana for a while. I know that, you know, there's a good amount of people. I mean, Nirvana is still very big. There's still a lot of people who love Nirvana. But there's almost an acquired taste to, like, Kurt Cobain's vocals. You know, you either love it or you hate it. I like the Kurt Cobain's vocals, you know. I like that Shiznit and Bleach. You know, I knew... My first experience with, I guess, Nirvana's music was just, you know, hearing, like, Smells Like Teen Spirit. You know, when that shit came out, I was 91. I would have been in elementary school. I had to do the math. Yeah, I'd have been in elementary school. I remember, I don't know that I had cable yet, but going over to other people's houses and just seeing, like, MTV or what have you, or VH1. I don't know what the fuck that is. VH1. Back in the day, and I don't think VH1 was playing that at the time that it was huge, but you know, you couldn't turn on MTV when that song came out without for more than, you know, an hour without seeing Smells Like Teen Spirit, and it was on the radio a lot, so I guess that was, you know, the first, but I didn't really get into Nirvana until my cousin Jason had given me a tape of their first album, Bleach. And, yeah, that was the one that, I got, you know, really like into it, and it wasn't really, I want to say it wasn't close. It was closer to when, like, almost when he died, when I really got into Nirvana. And well, I got into music in general. It was like really into music. Like, you know, my whole life I've been listening to music, but, it wasn't until I was in junior high and into high school that I really started listening to like a lot of music. And I was 15 when I started kind of dicking around on the guitar. So that would have been, oh, fuck. 96 would have been when I would have started with the guitar shit. I'm doing the math here. 90. Yeah, 96. Yeah. I was born in 81. Trying to do the math. Yeah, 96 would have been the time that, yeah, I really started. But I was already listening to a lot of music by that point. Besides Bleach, like, I listened to that cassette a lot. And, I mean, shit, all the songs on there, fantastic. Swap Meet, Negative Creep. Was it Mr. Mustache? I mean, just the fuck. It's great. Great fucking album. About a Girl is on that one. I think that, yeah. As I probably fucked up some of the titles, whatever. Anyway, I've got that one on vinyl now. But MTV's Unplugged with Nirvana, that thing was, holy shit, when that came out, like, that was, man. I got that on CD back in the day from, like, BMG mail order stuff, when you'd get the collection of CDs and and whatnot. I think maybe they were even doing tapes when I started, but I think, well, they already transitioned to CDs, I think, by that time. And I remember owing them so much, not like a lot of money, but I didn't have much money. I was working as a dishwasher part time, and they ended up sending, I think, money, you know, the money I owed to like a collection agency. I don't remember how much it wasn't much, but it's like the fact it was annoying that they sent it to a collection agency. I think I just I don't know if I ever paid them. I think maybe I did. I'm not sure, but I know I got a lot of music through there. I got quite a few. I had gotten In Utero. I want to say it was the MTV Unplugged Nirvana album, and Nevermind. Well, I got Nevermind probably came from it as well. That was because that was all that same era. I was getting all my music from them. Or there was a local music shop called Music Biz that was here in town that I used to go to somewhat frequently, and I did get some albums from there. But I think pretty much all my Nirvana stuff probably came from PMG. I think I specifically remember the In Utero album having the BMG stuff on the back, because all the stuff I got from there, it does it have it on the album? I'd have to go back and look at all my stuff. But anyway, yeah, I was a big fan of Nirvana. I've been going back in, and I was listening to some Aneurysm as I learned the chords to that one. And I guess I'm going to have to pause and do a phone call and figure out what's going on here. see if Ian wants to go, because John's being a little bitch. I never said I was going to go over to Brittany's today, our boss. But, she wants us to come over. I'm like, damn it. But I had already said I was going to go do shit. So I guess we'll see what the fuck happens. As I'll take a pause and I guess come back at this at some point in time later. Maybe I'll have a good story to talk about. All right. So it wasn't, I haven't been paused for very long. I've determined I am going over to the Muffin Man's. And although I'm hopefully to see my brother over there too, but I'm not sure. Maybe he's going to the Blues game tonight or at 4. It's not too long from now, actually. And I'm going to bring a guitar and whatnot and plug into my Marshall half stack. I haven't done that in forever. Speaking of, like Nirvana and music and whatnot. But I don't imagine I'm going to bring too much stuff. I'll probably just bring one guitar. Oh, I say that now. I'm like, man, if I go over there, I should at least bring maybe two guitars. That's a lot of like packing shit up though. I don't want to. And if I go over there, I mean, I am going over there, but like if I bring my guitar and whatnot, I have to bring my pedal board. At least I don't have to bring an amp. I already got a big Marshall half stack over there. So that's a plus. So just like a guitar and an effects pedal. I mean, do I want more than one guitar? I might bring two. I haven't been playing too much guitar because of, the whole wall situation. So that's been something. As it is 2:30 now. Fox is already downstairs. Agent Fox Mulder is already there, down there for the food. So we didn't get to hear him bolt that time. As the 11:30 and then 2:30 are his meals, and then he has one at 3 a.m. Which, from what I understand, like, I haven't changed from, like, back when I worked at Magna, because I used to start work at 5 a.m. all the time, and I used to just have it basically go off right about the time I was going to get up, so I didn't, hopefully the cat wouldn't bother me too much in the mornings. And from what I understand, 3 a.m. is the time in the morning cats are, like, extremely active. That's, when they had the zoomies, because that is the time that they're up for the hunt, if you will. That's the time that the mice are generally out, and so that's the time that that they want to protect the home, that they're going to watch out for any vermin and take them out, if you will, do the hunt. So, I like to help them out, give them a little bit of food. I don't get up till like 4 a.m. these days. A little after 4 a.m. It's not 4 a.m. on the dot. It's more like maybe 4:15 at the latest. But yeah, I get up in the morning, you know, do all my shit before shitting and brushing my teeth, make breakfast and lunch. You know, I make lunch, eat breakfast. Oh, I also have to make it, I guess. Watch my YouTube videos beforehand, which apparently all I'm going to be watching now for the next, at least, you know, I don't know, couple of weeks is going to be all the stuff about the Iran war that now we are, I guess, fully on board with. As far as I know, that there isn't U.S. troops going to be on the ground as of yet, although, hell, that could have already changed by the time I'm talking about it now. It could, unfortunately, have definitely changed. It is obviously happening very quickly, and there is rumors that possibly supreme leader was killed, which, hey, it is a brutal regime, and, you know, Saddam was a horrible person too, but that didn't go very well for us. You know, that became, you know, ISIS came out of that. There's a lot of shit. I mean, I do believe there's already American casualties right now. I don't see this, you know, probably benefiting us very well. I mean, Israel's saying that Khamenei's dead. I don't know that I trust that. Iran saying he's still very much alive and the president is alive. As far as they know, though, this is just, yeah, I already don't want to go back to, as I'm seeing more, you know, I mean, we're seeing articles about this right off the bat. Yeah, just, you know, so quickly coming in and about that shit. And I should probably stop looking at that because it doesn't do good for the old noggin to constantly be thinking about this shit. Yeah, gonna go over to the Muffin Man's, the Muffin Hut, the former home of the Slapbox podcast. Son of a bitch. Before the penthouse became its forever home, was, you know, the former Slapbox. We called it the Muffin Hut. I was gonna say we didn't call that the penthouse. It was the Muffin Hut. As we called it back in the day. It's been several years. As I was doing it in the bunker there for quite a while. Of course, the original home was in Edwardsville, Illinois, in Shelley's apartment that was above what was then Fiona's Diner. It's not Fiona's anymore. I don't know what it is now. I don't even remember what the street name that was on, but it was a cool little apartment. And you could go downstairs and get a gyro, basically anytime you wanted. They were up late, the hours, I think, because we would go down and get gyros all the time. And John, at the time he had that apartment, worked there, so we'd go hang out with John and get gyros. And yeah, that's where the original home. I don't think we had a name for that. Shall we call it studio? But I guess there's I mean, I've done some live shows at places ish you know, there was the, I tried to record a friend's house once, it didn't work out. I was like, it was terrible, shouldn't have done. Didn't work out. There was one party went to, I don't even know whose house that was. Oh, that was the house, I guess, Shelly had moved into. I don't know if he was living in that house yet. It was his friend's house that we went over. So I guess there's two places in Illinois that we had recorded at. But that was just like a one-time thing. I only recorded it once there. So as far as like real places I recorded at, like multiple times, there's really only been like four in total. As I guess this place might have the record now, as I've been here for several years. Well, no, the Muffin Hut probably still has the record. because I recorded there quite a few years. As this is, we're coming on, shit, we're coming on the anniversary again. For the 14th year anniversary. I've only been in this place, in the penthouse here for, since May of 21. So we're coming up on a 5-year anniversary of being here. But you're looking at like 9 years before, and most of that time was in the Muffin Hut. So I am not anywhere close to beating that record. But there was about a year where I was recording, you know, when the pandemic hit and the lockdowns happened, that's when I started recording at the Slapbox Bunker all the time. So you're looking at through 2020. So basically, there was 8 years before I started recording these by myself. So I've been doing that for quite some time, occasionally having a guest. As, it was... most of those 8 years were at the Muffin Hut. Like the first, year, 2 years was in Edwardsville and then occasionally at the Slapbox Bunker. But I would say the Muffin Hut still probably has the record. I have no way of cataloging that. I mean, I could if I went back through and listened to every episode, if I just went back and found... I would say if I go back to March of 2020, would probably be the last time I recorded at the Muffin Hut. Although maybe there was a couple of times throughout. I think maybe I recorded a couple times after like the lockdowns. There might have been a couple of times, but I got so used to just recording at home and just doing whatever that, that just became the norm. And, so there might be a couple of times after that, but still, yeah, I'm not going to go back through and listen to each one to figure out where I recorded this shit at. It would be kind of interesting to know, but not interesting enough to spend that kind of time. Again, this is episode 706. 706. That's a lot to go back through. It wouldn't take me very long. I would just have to listen basically for the intro. Just listen to the intro of still, you know, I'm going to be listening to like 500, at least like 500 of them to figure out if I could just find the cutoff of when I find the very first one at the Muffin Hut. And then I can triangulate where to start and where it ends. Still haven't had a beat. I've recorded a lot of them here though. A lot of them here. And then if you figure here plus the bunker, I mean, that was quite a few shows at the bunker. There was quite a few. That's definitely, I think I've beat the bunker, but maybe not. There's still, the penthouse could be third place. I'm guessing it's either second or third for most recordings. if we're trying to keep account. We were thinking about possibly going to a movie, but Muffin Man doesn't really feel like going anywhere. And honestly, I don't really feel like going out to that anything like that either. I just, you know, I don't know. It's a dreary day. It's not bad temperature wise, but it's raining and it's supposed to get nasty tomorrow. And you know, if it was warmer, I'd be a lot more excited to go. Which it is a warmer day, but I mean, it's just, you know, nicer weather in general. As, yeah. And I am still, I guess, going to go to Micro Center and still waiting to hear from my my buddy Pee-wee as to when we're going to do that. As he was talking about getting a new PC. And I may or may not get a Mac Mini when I go there because I would like to use the Mac Mini to record with. But they've already gone up in price. I know I've been like just keeping an eye out on Micro Center's website just to see an idea of, like, you know, hard drives and whatnot, prices, everything, because everything, you know, the fucking AI is driving the cost of fucking everything through the roof. I mean, just fucking ridiculous. As I fucking hate AI, I believe I've mentioned this many a times. There's only very few instances where I actually have used AI. I don't do ChatGPT. I fucking need to turn it off on this PC here. This is just fucking turn it off. And the constant updates that they purposely put on your computer, the fact that you don't store your own they try to force it to where on the new Windows 11, that you're not storing your files on your computer anymore. So it's like you don't own it. They can do whatever with your files. And that's bullshit. I don't want that at all. I keep trying to turn off OneDrive. It keeps turning it back on. And I don't want any of that shit. I don't want the AI. I don't want to pay for a cloud service to store my files somewhere else every month. That's where why Micro Center's profits have gone through the roof, is because they're forcing people to have to fucking pay to store their files on their shit. And I don't need it or want it. So you fuckers can go to hell. Anyway, as I was saying about that, yeah, like that shit. I've thought about, you know, even going through and putting Linux on here, but apparently they're going after Linux now too to fuck with shit. But there's also, I got so much stuff that on here, and to transfer it all over to Linux would be a real pain in the ass. And I don't know how well, like, Battle.net, I don't even know if Battle.net works with Linux. I imagine you can put that on Linux. So I'd still be able to play Call of Duty and whatnot. Although they've got such restrictions now to where you have to run, you know, you may not be able to play Call of Duty on Linux. That is a good, I'm going to have to Google that. As I'm not sure. Of Duty on Linux. There we go. Try to use the no. It's because the anti-cheat. That's what I figured, because of the shit, like, they don't want you to be able to play on an open source, you sons of bitches. Yeah. That's what I thought. So I wouldn't be able to play Call of Duty. I haven't been playing it that much, but I guess that would give me a reason not to play it at all. You can play older Call of Duties that don't really enforce that anti-cheat, which the anti-cheat is, you know, ridiculous. They're just now going after Chronos Zen users. If you're not familiar, the Chronos Zen, you can pick it up, I believe, at Walmart. But it's an external thing you can hook up. I think you can get it for PC as well, but it's mainly, I think, for consoles. But you plug it into your PS5 or your Xbox, and, of course, it gives you perfect aim. It gives you aimbot. You can just, it zeroes in. I mean, you're cheating. It's cheat. And harder to detect because it's something you plug into your system that's not part of the software. So it is, you know, an external thing that you hook into your system. And people fucking use it all the time. And streaming is really killed, like online gaming, I think. Because, you know, when there's money involved, and if you're a good streamer and you're constantly getting, you know, the best kills and just, you know, ruling lobbies, you're getting more views, usually how that works. But you got to be clever to hide your cheating. And, you know, and if it means like using a Chronos Zen or whatever kind of cheats, I could see why people would do it. I wouldn't want to do it. I'm against cheating on online gaming. Like, I used to use cheats in games that were solo games that you weren't playing for any, you know, scores. If I just didn't want games like, you know, Call of Duty 3, or not Call of Duty, it's a fucking, I don't cheat on Call of Duty. Never have I cheated on Call of Duty. I want to get on the record there. Grand Theft Auto. I really wish I would have still been like jacked up on caffeine at this point, because I would have remembered. My brain would have been working better. Now I sound like, you know, the Clintons probably testifying for the Epstein case. Now I'm doing the Clinton thumbs up thing. I did not know Jeffrey Epstein. We did not have sexual relations with 13-year-olds together. We did not put two dicks in one hole. I swear to you, into an infant child. Anyway. yeah, I totally believe the fact that he never did any, he didn't know anything. He wasn't involved in that shitty part with the Epstein stuff. He's on the flight logs, and there are pictures with him partying with him a lot. Not as much as Donald Trump, but, you know, whatever. Nothing to see here. Don't worry, we're having war with Iran. Anyway. Grand Theft Auto. I like that, you know, like that I remember using mainly just to get like the cash and to like unlock the guns. Even when I cheated on those games, like I didn't want to make it too fucking easy. The big thing was I wanted to be able to not have to grind like in video games in the past. And if I dug the story of a game, but I didn't want to put the time and effort to actually, you know, play the game. And before I could go on YouTube and just pull up the story. I mean, I had a Game Shark back in the day, the old Game Shark. Game Shark was the one that I had for the 64. I think I ended up going through a couple of different Game Sharks. But that was nice for like GoldenEye, to unlock certain stuff. And I found with that, there was ways to play like multiplayer on stages that were only single player, that I'm guessing when they were developing the game, because I think they put multiplayer in the last minute anyway, when they were developing GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64, that was like very last minute, and they were kind of hush hush, and they were kind of didn't announce, like the people that were working on it did not tell like the higher ups there that they were making this, and then just kind of like showed them, you know, when they had the stuff worked out. And of course, that's what made the game just fucking amazing, was the fucking multiplayer. if I remember correctly, that was like really the first console like FPS shooter where you could play multiplayer on. I think there was other first-person shooters before that were like solo missions that you weren't playing. Of course, you couldn't do GoldenEye online, but you could, you know, you could have up to four controllers on a 64, and you're damn right I did. You're damn right I did. But I thought it was cool being able to like go in and just like figure out cheats to put into GoldenEye, because I remember playing multiplayer on the dam, which is the very first stage in the story missions, and we were able to access that and play multiplayer on it. It was pretty fucking cool. Now, it would glitch out in certain areas, so I'm guessing, I don't know, maybe how it's just set up, you could just somehow set multiplayer in there, so maybe it would have worked for any stage. I remember specifically being able to get the dam. I just figured out which number or which letter it was that you could change that would affect what stage of the game you were like playing on, and I was just like, thought it was cool as shit that I figured out the codes, because these weren't like, they gave you code books with the code the Game Shark. And I don't remember there specifically being any in there that changed the stage you would play on. As I wonder if there's anybody else ever figured that out. I would assume somebody probably else figured that out. It wasn't that hard to do. Game Shark multiplayer. Stages. Let's see here. There is there was a hidden level. I didn't even know about that. There was probably another level, I guess it's called Citadel. Which I knew about secret characters. And you could unlock as, let's see here, Famda, multiplayer stages, GoldenEye. Yeah, that's just telling me the stages. Not, I want to say, all levels cheat. Yeah, there was an all levels cheat. I know I there was the dam, which I thought worked really well for playing multiplayer on. That was really cool to play on that one. And we also did on the statue stage. Yeah, they do have a. Damn it! This is just a forum. I don't remember what the. I don't have these things written down. I couldn't tell you what the cheats were. There's just like talk about it. Oh, there's a big ass code for the Citadel. So this is on gamefacts.gamespot.com. I read somewhere that you can hack in the infamous Citadel multiplayer level that was never finished using the Game Shark. I also know about things like the full facility. Oh, I didn't do that. Statue, I did. Statue, yeah, etc. For anyone that's tried, how was the Citadel, and are there any other completely hidden levels like that have been uncovered? I would check it out myself, but my N64 is currently in storage and not easy to get to. Somebody put the code in. See here, this person says, I don't know the codes, but Statue and Cradle were two intended and can be unlocked with GameShark codes. I may have done the Cradle. Someone hacked a surface one, but all the starting points, weapons, ammo, and armor, all is around helipad. Rest of level, just level design with no movable, destroyable objects, doors, boxes, monitors, etc. You can probably find these in facts. There's not a whole lot of people talking about it. But, yeah, clearly I wasn't the only one to figure that out. But I remember I found out by not going, I don't think there was any, maybe there was, I mean, there was Game Facts back then. Maybe there was people talking about it. But I just remember typing the codes in and fucking with different shit in the codes just to be boring. But, yeah, that's the kind of shit I used to use like a Game Shark for. And to unlock stuff that was really, I mean, it was really cool. That was one of the coolest things about the Game Shark, is that games like GoldenEye or whatever, you could find stuff that was put into the game but never finished and play these stages that they intended to do, but, you know, you have deadlines you got to meet. To be able to, I mean, you got to make, if you're going to make money on a game, you can't just keep working on it forever like, you know, Rockstar's doing with GTA 6 as... I mean, they can afford to do because they're a massive company and they're continuously making money off of GTA 5 and, you know, Red Dead by selling, you know, multiplayer skins and whatnot, whatever. I don't know. They're selling shit on there. They're still making money off that stuff. But yeah, that was one of the cool things. That was when, like, cool shit with cheats. Now, I did use on Doom back in the day because Doom got pretty hard spots, and that's also if you want to get through the game real quick, you know, you put it on the god mode. But usually that was too easy for me. Like, that was what I always wanted was just to unlock the weapons. That was and to be able to not have to go through the whole game, you know, and fucking search for the shit. And it was just a cut down on time. So I can understand, you know, the desire of people wanting to cheat. But again, on online, I just don't think that's fair. I believe in, you know, a fairness when it comes to playing games. I definitely do not cheat when it comes to online games, even if it is to unlock skins and stuff. I mean, I don't get too hung up if, like, people are unlocking, like, skins from cheating. If anything, they're just, you know, robbing Activision of some money. I don't feel too bad about that. Don't lose any sleep. But AI, man, AI is just fucking everything up as far as prices are concerned with everything. And, you know, taking up all the fucking hard drives, RAM, graphics cards. Everything's just getting so fucking insanely expensive because of that. Any fucking electronics is just going through the roof. Not to mention, it just fucks with, you know, the consumption of power that is involved in that, you know, ruining the environment and what have you. But I mean, it's just, it's, I can't wait for that bubble to burst. It seemed like the bubble is going to burst on AI because it is not profitable at all. It's just the governments and all these massive corporations just keep dumping billions of dollars, trillions, I guess at this point, of dollars into AI. And it's just, everything's valued so highly. And unfortunately, though, when that bubble bursts, I mean, it's going to fuck the world economy. It's not going to just fuck the United States or China or whoever. It's going to fuck the entire world. There's, like, every country, I believe, at this point, pretty much, all the big ones at least, the ones that have a massive, you know, GDP, they are invested highly in AI. All the superpowers, if you will. And when that bubble bursts, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad for everybody. But then again, I mean, if, which I don't think this is going to be the case, but if AI gets good, you know, the idea is that AI will become so great and that you theoretically in time, you'll be able to create stuff, hardware, that you won't need massive fucking computers and networks to run this shit, which is the biggest problem of AI, is that just you, these massive, massive facilities, these AI data centers are fucking insanely huge. And, you know, that the shit you need to make AI work is fucking ridiculous. It's fucking insane to shit out slop, man. It's just regurgitating shit that it finds on the internet and then repackaging it. That's all it's doing. But hey, it does it really quickly. At least on the user's end, right? The idea is, though, you know, it's going to basically become sentient, and that eventually technology will get good enough to where you don't need these massive data centers. But and then it will take everybody's jobs away from them. But, you know, nothing's going to, those people are going to have to fucking find a way to make a living after that. That's, so either the bubble bursts and people realize that there's no real money in AI, at least for massive, the way they think it's going to be. But then you know, we're fucked if that happens because the whole world at this point has invested so much money into it. And it's created a lot of jobs in the short term. You know, building these data centers takes a lot, you know, it takes a lot of people to build these massive fucking data centers. But that's a one-time thing. It's very brief, you know, one-time thing. It's not that long. You know, I'm assuming, I don't know, but the company I work for, you know, we're in construction. I don't know what I'm usually building a building for. You know, I'm building a steel joist. This is just another steel joist to me. I don't know what it's going into. I'm going to guess we've probably built a lot of data centers or been involved in doing that. So I'm going to guess that I've profited off that. By working a lot of overtime. But yeah, I mean, if the AI works the way that all these companies that have invested so much money into it think that it's going to work, it's just going to take everybody's jobs. And then we're, again, all fucked. All roads to getting fucked. maybe... there's some kind of middle road, some alternate route that we can take, some exit, some off way to get off that highway to fucked in the ass zone. I am not aware of one. I don't know. I am not Nostradamus. And Nostradamus wasn't, in my eyes, wasn't good at predicting shit either. He just kept it vague. Maybe that's my problem. I should keep it more vague. Which I'm kind of keeping it vague. Either we're royally fucked or we're royally fucked. We're fucked. Massive wars. Prices going through the roof. It's just, you know, it's not great. But hey, I'm gonna go play some guitar. I do need to get. I need to drink. Get some maybe some kombucha. That'd be great. I'd have to go to fucking Schnucks, I think, though, because I stopped at Walgreens yesterday to get some kombucha, and I forgot my wallet for one thing, which I never do. Which reminded me of something I was going to talk about earlier as well, but I forgot my wallet, so I was going to get some vitamin B12 too, because I'm almost out of that. But they were out of kombucha. Imagine if I go there today, they'll probably still be out of kombucha. So I'm going to be like, God damn it. The fucking point and go. But I even need to drink something. My mouth is really dry. I still smell like fish tacos. What happens when I mean, like stuff gets all over my hands and I put my hand up my fucking nose and like, it just reeks of fish tacos. And I love me some fish tacos. But then, you know, I get my hands all covered in this stuff because I take the lime and I squeeze the lime on there. And I just, my hands are going all up in the sauce. And it's just, it gets that smell to it. It's the downside of eating a fish taco, you know. You're going down to eat that fish taco. And then you smell like a fish taco. But do I ever love eating a good fish taco? anyway, the wallet situation. It's funny that I forgot to take my wallet because the other day, when I go to work, I don't like to keep my wallet in my pocket because, you know, like, it could get dirty and just, you know, I get slag that hits my pocket. It could be, you know, also if I have my wallet in my pocket every time I go through the cafeteria, you know, I could be encouraged more to eat bad food, eat junk food out of the cafeteria, because they got a nicely stocked cafeteria. They're not vending machines, but they got like refrigerators and stuff and a little kiosk where you can pay for it. So I mean, they got a well-stocked, they got a nice cafeteria at work. But I know it's a slippery slope. If I just do it one day, man, I'm going to keep every day. I'm going to go like, oh, let's get some chips. Let's get whatever. And I'm getting too old to keep doing shit like that. So I make my lunch every day and I leave my wallet inside my lunchbox. So I'd have to like go, if I really wanted to, which there's been one time where I went and got something out of the cafeteria. I believe it was one time. And it was because I thought they were giving us pizza that day. And so I didn't bother to make my lunch. I had some stuff in my lunch box because I had like a banana and a protein bar for my first break. But then I didn't have anything for lunch. And they did not give us pizza that day. I was like, oh, son of a bitch. Of course, I didn't make my lunch. So since then, I'm like, even if I know that they're giving us food that day, I'm like, I'm going to make my lunch. Just in case they do not give us food. So I keep my wallet in my lunchbox. And, of course, after I eat my lunch, you know, I've got some trash like leftover that, I just leave it and I'll like eat it out in my car. And so I will actually, and I keep it locked up at least. I keep my wallet in there, and also when I usually don't feel like throwing my trash away from eating, like I have a Ziploc bag from the sandwich and an apple core, and I just put the apple core inside the Ziploc bag and then just close up the lunchbox, and when I get home, I throw it away. And then, but yeah, for first break, I'll have that banana. I get rid of the banana peel right away. I go through the trash. I don't know. I'm fucking weird. I could just throw it all away because I have to walk back into the building anyway. But at lunch, like I usually just, I guess because I, you know, I don't have the Ziploc bag to remove the banana peel and I don't want that touch my wallet. I'm weird. I'm very weird. Creature of habit. But yeah, I've been working there for over 3 years now and I've been doing the same thing every fucking day. And same routine. And yet, it took till just a couple of days ago for me to fuck up. As soon as I got home, I threw out the trash in my lunchbox, which I don't just open the lunchbox and throw it immediately to trash. I grab the Ziploc bag out of there, but I must have grabbed my wallet with it as well and threw it away. And my trash can was like full. You know, I did other stuff that night and threw other things away. And then that didn't realize that my wallet wasn't around until the next morning. When I'm making my lunch, and then, you know, I throw my wallet in there. I like to have it, you know, in there. I don't like to go anywhere without it, you know, without having an identification or a debit card. You never know what might happen. Your car might break down, whatever. You're going to need something. So I like to have it, you know, around. And, you know, maybe I will need some to eat something at lunch. Maybe I'm going to go in to eat that food and it's just not good. And be like, you know, fuck it. Let's just get something out of the cafeteria. You got to have options. But I started panicking because I had no idea where my wallet was. I was just like, son of a bitch. What the fuck did I do with my wallet? And I searched. I had to think like, okay, where are the possibilities this wallet could be? I'm a creature of habit. It always is in the same spot. And like, it should be on my countertop. And it was not. So I had to think. I'm like, okay. Well, obviously, I had it with me at work yesterday. Did it just fall out inside my car? So I searched the car. I couldn't find it in there. I'm like, well, surely I didn't just like put it back in my pocket and then go into work. So I think I checked my pants pockets. They weren't there. And I thought, well, fuck, maybe I didn't like. This was Wednesday I did it. So I'd gone to work. It was Wednesday night that I threw it away, I guess. So I'd been to work 3 days. I'm like, man, I'm pretty sure I had it all those days. But, you know, maybe not. No, it was Tuesday. Tuesday night, I guess. Because, yeah, it was Wednesday when I found it. Yeah, so I've been to work 2 days. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure. Because Wednesdays I go to the grocery store. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to need to go to the grocery store later. And if I don't have a debit card, that could be a real problem. I mean, I could have gone to the bank and gotten some money out. But I'd had to go when the lobby was open and get money out that way. And anyway, it didn't take me too terribly long. I was in a bit of a panic, you know, like, oh, fuck. Like, what could have happened to my wallet? But I was pretty sure that I just, you know, misplaced it. And then it occurred to me like, oh, you know what? I wonder if I threw it away with the trash in my lunchbox. Because I'll do some stupid shit sometimes. Because I'm just not thinking as, you know. I'm not prone to just, like, start to put something in the refrigerator that doesn't need to be refrigerated because I was, like, doing something else involving the fridge and then just doing weird shit like that because I'm thinking about other things, you know. A bit of a space cadet. And then I opened the trash. And I didn't have to dig very deep, thankfully. And I was like, oh, there's the wallet. Thankfully, I didn't put any like liquid stuff over the top of it or anything, so it didn't get all nasty. And all my shit was, I think, still in there. I got the ID and the debit card. I don't think anything real important fell out. That was really dumb. And I hope I don't do that again at some point. It reminded me of when I was going to the broadcast center and I was getting no sleep because I was working full time at Magnet during the day, sometimes up to 10 hours. And then I would leave and go to drive to St. Louis up on Hampton Avenue there to go to the broadcast center where it was at the time. And yeah, I was getting maybe an hour or two of sleep, if that, a night. And so my brain was real fucked up doing factory work, you know, for like 8 to 10 hours too. I don't remember if I worked 10 hours or 8 hours that day. Either way, I was like on no sleep. And I managed to put two completely different shoes on. It was the early days of going to the school there too, because I still had my, I think I still had my apartment. I don't think I moved into Jackman's place yet. Is get a call from Marthasville. I probably don't want to answer that. It's probably bullshit, but it's a local number. Is that? I wonder if my boss is going to call me, but she wouldn't have a Martha'sville number, I wouldn't think. Anyway, she's probably going to give me some shit for not coming over to her house. There was a voicemail that said goodbye. What the fuck? That's weird. That's really weird. Just goodbye. That's kind of ominous. That's kind of creepy. I'm going to have to check into that a little bit, I guess. But anyway, yeah, I wore two different shoes, completely different shoes. I think it was right before I moved into Jackman's. And very strange, man. Very strange that I put on two completely shoes. One was like a running shoe. The other one was like a dress shoe, like a Doc Martin dress shoe. And totally different heights. And I drove to, I made it almost all the way to the broadcast center before it dawned on me. Like, because I would always stop at Quick Trip in Fenton on the way there, because it's kind of the halfway point, and I'd get a Red Bull and eat something. And the Red Bull was to help, because I would be like dozing off while driving. And so I hit it there, so I time it out right to where then I was good and amped. My brain was working properly. I could think again by the time I went to school. And then hopefully be alert enough to drive back afterwards. That was always my biggest concern. Anyway, I realized it when I got to the gas station to eat food that I was wearing two completely different shoes. And so that, but was nice though, because then what I would do at school is I had to talk on mic all the time, and you know, I'd have to have stories. So I had a good story that night. You know, I was wearing two completely different shoes. Still dumbfounded that I ever did that. That was the only one time I ever did that with but I was like, holy fuck. As soon as I noticed it, it was like there was no way I could go without noticing that I had two completely different shoes on. And it was bugging the hell out of me. Anyway, that's more proof that I'm a fucking space cadet. And I don't think I have dementia yet. But the shit does run in my family. But I've known, you know, I can look into my past and realize, oh, yeah, I've done stupid shit my whole life. which is why I can't get off the caffeine, because it prevents me from doing stupid shit like that. Man, the whole next day after work, after throwing away my wallet, I was making stupid mistakes. My brain was like, it threw me off, like, because I'm a creature. Well, one, I wasn't in my normal area, my normal spot. And, having to do a few different things that I'm not normally used to doing. And so, and I was already off my rocker because I was dumbfounded that I threw away my fucking wallet. And because of that, I was just like, oh, it just didn't work out well. But anyway, I'm going to go over to the Muffin Man. So as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.